Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is how to treat URLs when you have to use them in text. Also, keep listening through to the end of the show because I have another writing contest for you. Web addresses are strange beasts. They seem more like equations or long numbers than words. All the rules for how to handle uniform resource locators, or URLs, in documents are matters of style. But some styles make more sense than others. URLs always have internal periods and are often scattered with other punctuation marks too. So what do you do when one shows up at the end of a sentence? Should you include the period or other terminal punctuation mark at the end of the sentence as you normally would? Leave off the period so the reader doesn't mistakenly include it in the address? Or do something funky, such as put quotes around the web address? As you're weighing your options, first consider whether you're writing for print or the web. If you're writing for print, web addresses don't need special treatment. Put the period, question mark, or exclamation point at the end of the sentence, just as you would if the sentence ended with a word or a number. You may choose to highlight the URL in some way, such as making it bold or blue, but it isn't necessary. When you're writing a URL on a blog, in an email program, or in some other online environment, and the link will be active, you have to be sure the terminal punctuation won't be included in the address when someone clicks on it or quickly copies it and pastes it into their browser. Many email and instant messaging programs, for example, automatically make everything following http:// active until they reach a space, meaning the terminal punctuation will be included in the address when someone clicks on it, resulting in a broken link. Thus, unless you can control exactly how the address will be rendered, it's best to leave off the terminal punctuation, or rewrite your sentence so the URL doesn't come at the end. I know, I can hear some of you gasping in horror now, and it makes me crazy to leave off the punctuation too. But I've had enough people complain that a link I posted or sent them didn't work, that I've decided functionality beats traditional sentence structure. The purpose of good writing is to make things as clear as possible for your reader, so I believe the most important thing is to make sure the link you're sending or posting actually works. As I said, these are just style recommendations, so if you can't deal with leaving off the punctuation, you don't have to. Just make sure you use a consistent style, and again, try to rewrite the sentence so the URL doesn't come at the end. That's the best solution. Now, what about abbreviating the address? Some people prefer to write out the entire address, including the http:// and www parts, whereas other people prefer to write out the shortest address that will still work when you type it into a web browser. Whether you should write out the full URL is also a matter of style, but for the reasons that follow, I recommend writing out the complete address every time. Most websites will come up in a browser if you leave off the http://www, but not all websites will. If you opt to use an abbreviated address, always test it first in a browser. Don't assume it'll work. Not every address uses www either. For example, the direct Grammar Girl web address is http://grammar.quickanddirtytips.com. It's best to include the http://// in these kind of addresses because people may be confused if you just write grammar.quickanddirtytips.com and may try to insert a www in front of it. The bottom line is that although an abbreviated address may look smoother and more tech-savvy, it's not going to work every time. So you're going to end up writing the http://www sometimes. Since you have to write it sometimes, it makes your style more consistent to use it all the time. The next problem you're likely to encounter is what to do with a long URL. You know what I mean, one of those dynamically generated URLs that seem to go on forever with equal signs and question marks and lots of numbers. The most important thing is if you have to break a URL across two lines, don't insert an extra hyphen at the line break. That will definitely confuse people because it's common for URLs to have internal hyphens. And if there's a hyphen in the address, don't make the line break right after it. That will confuse people because they won't know whether you're improperly inserting a hyphen to mark the break or the hyphen is part of the address. Instead, if you have to wrap the URL to a new line, find a natural break like a slash, number sign, or other symbol. Again, use common sense. Don't break a URL right after a period, or readers might think the period marks the end of the sentence. If you must break at a period, make the break before the period so it starts a new line. Some word processing programs annoyingly make a link active when you type the full address. I find that almost as annoying as Clippy, the old Microsoft pop-up helper. If your document will be read only in print, there's no reason to make the link active. It'll just show up underlined in the printout, which is unnecessary. Different word processing programs have different ways of removing the link, but it's always possible. On the other hand, if your document will be on the web or in an email message, do make the link clickable so it's easier for your readers to visit the page. Finally, when you're turning words into links on a web page, link the words that best describe what you're linking to. For example, link the words Grammar Girl homepage instead of linking generic words such as click here. Using meaningful link text also helps your site rank well in search engines and makes it easier for people with visual impairments to navigate your site. They may be using software that reads only the link text to them. Also, it's best to avoid underlining things for emphasis on websites, because underlining is the style for hyperlinks on the web. I know that it's possible to make links any style you want if you fiddle with the code, but underlining is the default style, so if you underline text, some people will think it's an active link. This episode was adapted from my print book, Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing. Get your copy today. I just found out about another writing contest. It's a short fiction contest sponsored by Narrative Magazine. You can submit up to 10,000 words, and the deadline is November 30th. There's a $20 entry fee, but they're giving cash prizes to 13 winners. Details are at narrativemagazine.com. And there's also a link at the end of this transcript, titled Using URLs in Text, at the Grammar Girl section of quickanddirtytips.com, where you can also find my contact information and all the other great Quick and Dirty Tips podcasts. This week, our new Modern Manners guy is talking about how to gracefully break up with your hairdresser. That's all. Thanks for listening.